You are now ready for a new episode of Minions and Musings. Welcome in, Evil Jeff back behind the mic. And we are still world building in the world of Felmir. And this podcast will be a little different than previous ones because I'm going to record this in some segments and kind of bring you alongside this world building I'm doing, a little asynchronous in a way, but as I go through and, pardon me, decide how I want to create a set of feelings for the spirits in the spirit woods. How do the elves join with them? Because the idea is that it's just not one type of spirit within this primeval forest. There are these spirits that are benevolent, but there are spirits that are malevolent. I think the idea that you get from the Lord of the Rings trilogy, when Frodo and company enter into that forest right outside of Brandybuck area, yeah, the Old Forest, and meet Tom Bombadil, there is in there that one malevolent spirit that they came across, Old Man Willow. Now, whether or not he is truly malevolent, maybe, maybe not. Maybe just having a bad century. I don't know. Maybe his rings hurt. Regardless, we see a spirit that is acting against the characters. And the spirit of Tom Bombadil and his wife are positive or beneficial in there. So, I wanted to have something like that in the spirit woods themselves. So, that's what this podcast is doing today. I'm recording this in pieces and kind of bringing you alongside as I think of these things. So, as I started this process, I had sent a message to Che about the primeval forest that is the Spirit Woods. Being a primeval forest, to me, that you know, that was that idea that I just mentioned, that we're going to have areas that are full of malevolent spirits, and these are areas that the elves do not actively go to, or they avoid it, or they're keeping it under observation, because these spirits, they're not going to immediately, you know, go out and destroy them, but they are keeping them in check. That's the idea there. I also wanted to come up with this idea, because I was adding some stuff to the calendar, and any festivals that the elves are going to hold, I wanted to be tied into the spirits themselves. But then this kind of took a side turn and everything and got into the idea of maybe there's some sort of cycle going on there. You know, because there needs to be some cycle for the special event for the elves. But I wanted to tie it into the spirit realm. Well, Che immediately went back and said, well, let's look at their calendar. Since the calendar for these elves is 13 months in the year, and those 13 months are 28 days, you know, that immediately comes to mind that we now have 13 as one of the particular numbers. 4 and 7 come in there because that's 28. So, working with 4, 7, and 13, I kind of wanted to delve into it a little bit here. And I'm not going to get anywhere unless I whip out, well, Excel. Okay, I've got Excel open, and I've got my two columns here, one for the benevolent spirits, one for malevolent spirits. And I'm kind of working through it a little bit, and let's do this cycling here. The benevolent spirits, I'm going to put on a 7-year cycle. So something every 7 years is going to happen. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this idea of waxing and waning. But I need to kind of put the numbers in here. So I've got my column here now with 7 in there and going all the way to 364. And immediately that catches my eye because knowing that the year is 365 days, something on that 364th year, that part of the cycle is definitely going to occur. And then 365 will be something else. I'm not quite sure yet. I'm going to write some stuff down. The malevolent, I'm going to put on a 13-year cycle. And as I'm thinking about that, I guess what's going to happen is that on these cycles, for the malevolent, they cycle up. Okay, so that 13th year of the cycle, or in every 13 years, the malevolent spirits are going to gain power. So, yeah, let's make them gain power on that. So I'll go through there. But as you do this, since 7/13, 7 times 13 is 91, there are going to be several times that the malevolent and benevolent cycles are going to line up. So that's at 91 years, 182 years, 273 years, and then boom, 364. And that to me is the big number because that's the fourth cycle of this this go around of, you know, multiplying with 7. But also, if you think about it, that's 28 cycles. 4 times 7 being 28. So 364 is the 28th cycle of 13 years. So with our numerology working hard here, 364 is doing something. I've got to kind of work with it and everything. And as I'm looking at it, let's do 7. Let's do cycles of 7. So let me pause here. And now I've gone through and highlighted some things here. Every 7th cycle of 7 years, for the benevolent, something's going to occur. So that would be year 49, year 98, year 147, year 196, year 245, year 294, and then year 343. That doesn't quite line up nicely with 364. Or 365, for that matter. But 364 is a part of the cycle there with this every 7 years. And since both of them are joining in right there, that's going to be something. So I think I'm going to stop the recording here and kind of work with it. Hey, I'm back. All right, so been a little bit of time. The kind of put it on the back burner for the elves here for a bit of time, but I've gone back in and started writing some stuff and decided that this is what's going to happen every 7 years, the benevolent spirits. Their strength wanes every 7 years. So any magic that is gifted to the elves by these benevolent spirits, and I'm going to, I think I'm going to use, well, I could use druidic magic, and I will just say druidic magic, but any druidic magic during that time will become harder. But on the seventh cycle of every 7 years, so as I mentioned just previously, I guess, in the podcast, look at my Excel sheet, that starting on year 49, then years 98, 147, 196, 245, 294, 343. On those cycles, the converse is going to happen. I'm going to have the benevolent spirits gain strength. For malevolent spirits, every 13 years, they're going to gain strength. But on the fourth cycle of this 13 years, let's have the malevolent spirits wane in strength. So they're gaining strength, gaining strength, gaining strength. Oh, hey, look, they lose strength. Gain, 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 lose. So the benevolent spirits are losing more often than gaining. And if you line that up, on the year that the, there's those years, 91, 182, 273, both times, both benevolent and malevolent wane. So there's a waning of it, waning of it, waning of it. So this is happening four times. So now these spirits, you know, reduce and everything. So we'll see what happens with that. What does that mean for the 364th year? What does that mean? Is it, am I going to have them increase or decrease? I don't know. I think I'm going to write some stuff and see what happens. All right, I am back. It's been a bit of time here. And actually, I am finishing this podcast up on Saturday. Yeah. But I've kind of mulled on it and written some stuff and gone back and forth and then had, at not exactly an epiphany, but sort of a realization of what I wanted to do. So let me read out what I have written that I am proposing to Che. Again, we'll tweak this, but this is the initial draft. Okay. So in our spirit woods, in this primeval forest, we have all types of spirits. Within these woods, there are places where the malevolent spirits dwell that these elves are avoiding, but they keep under some sort of observation. They are seeing if the influence of this malevolent spirit in this area is spreading. It's one of the things that they're doing. They're trying to protect the woods themselves and keep them going, and they don't want that to spread out too far, being a danger to themselves and the woods themselves. After living in these spirit woods, because remember, the elves migrated here, and after living in the woods for several decades, they made this sort of discovery about the woods and determined that the strength of the spirits that inhabit these woods wax and wane on regular cycles. So, every 7 years, the benevolent spirits, and these are the more benefactors of the elves, the ones that provide them that, I said druidic magic, but I'm going to call it natural magic here, so there can be some interpretation. It's every 7 years, the strength of the benevolent spirits wanes. and is depressed across the entire year and then returns. So during this time frame, any natural magic that is gifted by the spirit woods, it becomes harder for the elves to use. And while I like that idea of that, I have never let go of the fact that elves were magically inherent. The spiritwood elves have tapped into a more druidic magic, but they have not forsaken or been able to give up that other type of magic, the more, well, we call it magic user or wizardly magic is what I'm going to call it here. So that standard wizard spells and everything like that. Because in the spiritwood elf society, we still have those elves who are more inclined to using magic user spells. So, when the strength of the benevolent spirits wanes, during this time, the wizardly magic using elves, they actually gain more power. So, they get more of an inrush. Almost kind of like the spirits have been depressing that ability to them to tap into that other type of power. So they gain more power. After, on the seventh cycle of this every 7 years, so again, year 49, year 98, year 147, 196, 245, 294, 343, every seventh one of these cycles, instead of waning, the benevolent spirits are going to gain strength. During this point, this is a time that the elves are actually going to expend effort to try to reduce the influence of any malevolent spirits that have increased or destroy them. Now, whether or not they can destroy them, that's up to a game master, but that's sort of the idea that we have here. They're trying to regain something. So, turning our attention to the malevolent spirits, they have a cycle as well. Every 13 years, the malevolent spirits wax stronger across the year of internal strength. It's in these years that the elves had found that it's resisting the malevolent spirit spreading was much more difficult. And whenever, you know, you see this disparity of strength where, you know, malevolent is stronger and everything, it makes it hard for the elves to, you know, stop them from spreading around everything. But every fourth cycle of 13 years, so years 91, 182, 273, and then 364, but let's just do 91, 182, and 273, these malevolent spirits wane in strength. So now we've got these, you know, three times where both spirits have waned in strength. And the elves are going to try to expend any effort to reduce the influence of those, you know, malevolent spirits during these years as well. But here's going to be a difference. Remember those wizardly spell-using elves? During those cycles of there's a every fourth 13 years, so years 91, 92, the wizardly spellcasters also lose strength. They find it harder to do that. So, why is that? The spiritwood elves don't call upon these malevolent spirits for that type of magic. So, maybe it's that those malevolent spirits have been sort of corrupted or something, or maybe they were a natural spirit that's been tainted by wizardly magic or something. Maybe that's the case. It's a good thought. All right, so we got the cycle and everything, but then they both pop up and we hit 364. And this is where the cycle is going to really change. On that 28th cycle of every 13 years for the malevolent spirits, this is where that is really going to change. Now, both benevolent and malevolent spirits have, now hitting that 364 where they wane, but instead of waxing or waning here, it's chaotic. They wax and wane with no apparent pattern. So now we've got, you know, the chaos factor thrown in here. And as a GM, I could see where you could have fun with that, you know, roll a die. Huh, let's see what it looks like today or this hour. Any natural magic done during this time will be unpredictable. Okay. Spiritwood elves, on that 364th year, they're going to spend a lot of effort just to ensure their people stay safe, that their food supply is safe and everything. But this whole waxing and waning of the chaotic time there, it affects those magic using, those wizardly types, even more so. Whereas they had lost power before, you know, on those every 13, you know, on those fourth cycle of 13 years, but also had gained some power during the other times. Here, this year, on that 364, let's just say they gain more power, even more so than any other time. Any great magics that they are going to do would happen here. And that effect is going to last the entire year. On the 365th year, this is where things change. Both benevolent and malevolent spirits weaken. In fact, they weaken so much that it feels like they have disappeared entirely. The other spirits of the woods, the more neutral spirits, the ones that are more of a balance, they actually surge on that 365th year. And the spirits, these spirits actually set about restoring whatever balance they feel needs to happen within the spirit woods. During this time frame, the spirit wood elves can draw upon the power of these neutral spirits using natural magic, but it's only as the spirits allow them to use it. If it is in line with what they want to, what the Spirit Woods wants to do, those neutral spirits want to have happen, it works. Otherwise, it doesn't. Though wizardly casting, those spells are not affected at all during this cycle. After that full year of really having power, now they're back to normal. All right, there you have it. That is sort of kind of hearing my thoughts as I go along. Hopefully it made some sense there. Of the spirits for the primeval forest that is the Spirit Woods. And that's what I'm going to post there for Che. And we will kind of work from there. Yeah, I mean, by the way, if you didn't, I don't think I mentioned it. I've put all of this as I write it up in a OneNote that I have synchronized out there on the cloud. And gave Che access to it so he can pull it up online, look at it, and you know he'll be able to edit things. I can see where he edits things if he wants to do that. Hasn't done it yet, but you know he's got that option. I know he's listening to this at some point. Now my next step, I guess, is to take these years. Well, not exactly. Once Che and I come to consensus of that, then I'll take these years in there and put it on the elven calendar and kind of mark it. That's going to take a little... It's going to be interesting because I don't think I've marked that in there. So there's probably a way to do it on that calendar. I'll just have to see what they are. Maybe there's a feature for cycles. I don't know. I'll have to look at that. Oh, and I guess that brings up one other point I should make. So I've continued to do a little bit of experimentation with other podcast software. And just kind of want to bring you up to speed on a couple things, what I've found. And I think the biggest realization I've made is that it is, I've got certain preferences that I like. While I know Jason has done some interesting things with Riverside and so forth, I don't care for that type of recording. When I try to use these programs and everything, when it is a cloud-based service and directly recording to the cloud and everything, I don't like that. I don't like the feel I have of it. I don't care for Riverside's current interface. And maybe they'll also have the ability to do more of a local-only sort of recording and then upload. I like that more of asynchronous one. And honestly, and I have to say this, the Anchor app probably was the best, most user-friendly app that any of us had seen. It gave us such flexibility, and it spoiled us in ways. Now, I know some people have moved on to doing things, you know, oh, I'll record these little snippets, and I'll put it in Audacity and things like that. Okay, that's cool. But if you're doing nothing but recording on your phone, man, Anchor really was the bomb. And I guess I just realized how much I appreciate it now, knowing how it works. And any other app that I've come across that is not recording locally just doesn't feel right. So I've thrown out several different podcasts, programs out there that are recommended, things like, yeah, try this one, try that one. But they all do the same thing. They want to be actively connected to a network connection out to the cloud. And I don't care for that. But I've got one or two potential apps that look like they record locally, and then you can upload it to their website and so forth, or export the audio. Hopefully I'll be able to do that. So I'm going to give those a try here over the next couple weeks, and we'll let you hear what that sounds like when I get to it. Well, I appreciate everyone being here and listening in on this, and hopefully we'll see you next week.